The Book of 1 John, Chapter 1. We announce to you, who was from the beginning, who we have heard, who we have seen with our eyes, who we beheld, and who our hands touched. We declare to you is the word of life. And the life was revealed, and we have seen, and we bear witness, and we announce to you the everlasting life which was with the Father, and was revealed to us. We announce to you what we have seen and what we have heard, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Yeshua Messiah. And we write these things to you, that your joy may be full. And this is the message which we have heard from Him, and we proclaim to you. Elohim is light, and no darkness is in Him, none. If we say that we have fellowship with Him, and we walk in darkness, we lie and are not practicing the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of His Son, Yeshua Messiah, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous that He may forgive us the sins, and may cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. Chapter 2. My little children, I write these things to you so that you do not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Yeshua Messiah, the righteous. And He Himself is the propitiation relating to our sins, and not relating to ours only, but also relating to all the world. And by this we know that we have known Him, if we keep His commandments. The one saying, I have known Him, and not keeping His commandments, is a liar. And the truth is not in that one. But whoever keeps His word, truly in this one, the love of Yahweh has been perfected. By this we know that we are in Him. The one claiming to rest in Him ought to walk himself, even as He walked. Brothers, I do not write a new commandment to you, but an old commandment which you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard from the beginning. Again, I write a new commandment to you which is true in Him and in you. Because the darkness is passing away, and the true light already shines. The one claiming to be in the light and hating his brother is in the darkness until now. The one loving his brother rests in the light, and no offense is in him. But the one hating his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness blinded his eyes. Little children, I write to you because you have been forgiven your sins through his name. Fathers, I write to you because you have known him from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I write to you, little children, because you have known the Father. Fathers, I have written to you because you have known him from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of Elohim abides in you, and you have overcome the evil. Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Because all that which is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away in its lust, but the one doing the will of Elohim abides forever. Little children, it is a last hour. And as you heard that the Antimessiah is coming, even now many Antimessiahs have risen up, from which you know that it is a last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they were of us, they would have remained with us. But they left so that it might be revealed that they all are not of us. And you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. I did not write to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and because every lie is not of the truth. Who is the liar, except the one denying that Yeshua is the Messiah? This is an anti-Messiah, the one denying the Father and the Son. Everyone denying the Son does not have the Father. The one confessing the Son also has the Father. Then what you heard from the beginning, let it abide in you. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you will abide both in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise which He promised us, even everlasting life. I wrote these things to you concerning the ones leading you astray. And the anointing which you received from Him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone teach you. But as His anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and as He taught you, abide in Him. And now, little children, abide in Him, that when He is revealed we may have confidence and not be shamed from Him at His coming. If you know that He is righteous, you also know that whoever does righteousness is from Him. chapter 3. See what manner of love the Father has given us, that we may be called sons of Yahweh, who made us. For this reason the world does not know us, because it did not know Him. Beloved, now we are the sons of Yahweh, and it was not yet revealed what we shall be. But we know that if He is revealed, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. And everyone having this hope on Him purifies himself even as that one is pure. Everyone practicing sin also practices lawlessness, and sin is the breaking of the Torah. And you know that He was revealed that He might take away our sins, and sin is not in Him. Everyone remaining in Him does not practice sin. Everyone practicing sin has not seen Him nor known Him. Little children, let no one lead you astray. The one practicing righteousness is righteous, even as that one is righteous. The one practicing sin is of the devil, because the devil sins from the beginning. For this the Son of Yahweh was revealed, that He might destroy the works of the devil. Everyone who has been begotten of Elohim does not practice sin, because his seed abides in him, and he is not able to sin, because he has been begotten of Elohim. By this the children of Yahweh are distinguished from the children of the devil. Whoever does not practice righteousness and does not love his brother does not belong to Elohim. Because this is the message which you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of the evil one and killed his brother. And for what did he kill him? Because his works were evil, but those of his brother were righteous. So be not surprised, my brothers, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. The one not loving his brother remains in death. Everyone hating his brother is a murderer, and you know that every murderer does not have everlasting life abiding in him. By this we have known his love toward us, because that one laid down his life for us, and on behalf of the brethren we ought to lay down our lives. But whoever has worldly possessions and sees his brother in need and shuts up his mercy from him, how is the love of Elohim in him? My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And in this we shall know that we are of the truth, and shall persuade our hearts before him. That if our heart condemns us, how much more then will Elohim, who is greater than our heart and knows all things? Beloved, if our heart does not accuse us, we have confidence with Elohim. And whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments, and we do the things pleasing before him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Yeshua Messiah, and love one another, even as he commanded to us. And the one keeping his commandments is guarded by him, and he will dwell in him. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit which he gave to us. Chapter 4. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are from Elohim. For many false prophets have gone forth into the world. The spirit of Elohim is known by this. Every spirit which confesses that Yeshua Messiah has come in the flesh is from Yahweh. And every spirit which does not confess that Yeshua Messiah has come in the flesh is not from Elohim. And this is the anti-Messiah which you heard is coming, and now is already in the world. Little children, you are of Elohim and have overcome them, because he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. They are of the world. Because of this, they speak of the world, and the world hears them. We are of Elohim. The one knowing Elohim hears us. Whoever is not of Elohim does not hear us. From this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another because love is of Yahweh, and everyone who loves has been generated from Elohim and knows Elohim. The one who does not love has not known Elohim, because Yahweh is love. By this was the love of Elohim toward us made known, because Yahweh sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live by him. In this is love, not that we loved Yahweh, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the atonement for our sins. Beloved, if Yahweh so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has seen Yahweh at any time. If we love one another, Elohim abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because of his Spirit he has given to us. And we have beheld and bear witness that the Father has sent the Son as Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Yeshua is the Son of Yahweh, Elohim abides in him, and he in Elohim. And we have known and have believed the love which Elohim has in us. Yahweh is love. And the one abiding in love abides in Elohim, and Elohim in him. By this love has been perfected with us, that we have confidence in the day of judgment, that as he is, we are also in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment, and the one fearing has not been perfected in love. We love him because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love Elohim and hates his brother, he is a liar. For the one not loving his brother whom he has seen, how is he able to love Yahweh whom he has not seen? And we have this commandment from him, that he who loves Elohim ought to also love his brother. Chapter 5. Everyone believing that Yeshua is the Messiah has been regenerated from Yahweh, and everyone who loves him who begets also loves the one who has been begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of Elohim, when we love Yahweh and keep his commandments. For this is the love of Yahweh, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not a burden to us. Because everything having been regenerated of Yahweh overcomes the world, and this is the victory which overcomes the world, even our faith. Who is the one overcoming the world except the one who believes that Yeshua is the Son of Yahweh? This is the one coming through water and blood, Yeshua Messiah, not by water only, but by the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one witnessing, because the Spirit is the truth. And there are three who bear witness, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three are united. If we accept the testimony of men, how much greater is the testimony of Yahweh? Because this is the testimony of Yahweh which he has testified about his Son. The one believing in the Son of Yahweh has the testimony in himself. The one not believing Yahweh has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony which Yahweh has testified concerning his Son. And this is the testimony, that Yahweh gave us everlasting life, and this life is in his Son. The one having the Son has life. The one not having the Son of Yahweh does not have life. I wrote these things to you, the ones believing in the name of the Son of Yahweh, that you may know that you have everlasting life, and that you may believe in the name of the Son of Yahweh. And this is the confidence we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests which we have asked from him. If anyone sees his brother sinning a sin not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give life to him, to the ones not sinning unto death. There is a sin unto death, I do not say that he should ask about that. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. We know that everyone being regenerated from Elohim does not practice sin, but the one having been regenerated from Elohim guards himself, and the evil one does not come near him. We know that we are of Elohim, and the whole world lies in wickedness. And we know that the Son of Elohim has come, and he has given to us an understanding that we may know him who is true. And we are in him who is true, in his Son Yeshua Messiah. This is the true Elohim and eternal life. Little children, guard yourselves from idols. Amen.